Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
How many hours until the home opener? These are questions being asked right now. Marty Baron may have the answer.
If my calculations are correct, we are 7 hours away. But we never know. We never know, Duffer. Because maybe the game is starting 7 hours later, 6 hours later.
So we're roughly just under 4 hours away from the blue and gold carpet extravaganza beginning, which is at 3:45 this afternoon.
Yes, 3:45.
And you'll be happy to know that algorithms are working well. Right before we went on air, I was notified that new bilingual dictionaries are here. Thank you, Merriam-Webster, for the update. So,
clearly, is it French and English? Because that's the only one.
Did you
need.
Not get me one for our Christmas gift exchange years ago?
I might have.
I believe so. Unfortunately, it sits on my bookshelf like every other book I've received, except for Hollywood Park, written by Michel Jolie, the lead singer of Airborne Toxic Avenge. It's the only book I've read since high school.
You have a phone. You could technically just have me speak into your phone in French and it would translate it in English for you. Like, that's what my kids do. So you don't need a dictionary.
Translate that. It's game day.
It's game day.
It's
what does that
Sabres
mean?
The Sabres and the Kings. It's the home opener presented by the BFLO store. It's exciting. It's sunny out.
It's beautiful outside.
It's sunny out.
You watch the morning skate, the optional morning skate that the Sabres had, and the guys are jumping. And look, I get it, right? They lost two in Prague. Let's put it aside. Like, it's a different circumstances. I went to Sweden with the Rangers, mm-hmm. and I still thought we had won both games. Until recently, I looked up. We lost both games, one in a shootout, one in overtime, Duffer. Like, seriously. But it's just, you forget about those things because it's a different okay. scenario, different circumstances, you put it aside.
Hands up, Sabre fans, hockey fans, but specifically Sabre fans. How many of you enjoyed watching other teams go through misery last night?
There was a lot of misery
last
night.
That's the thing. You're very quickly reminded of, guess what? Somebody's going to win. somebody's going to lose in their season opener, home opener, whatever. And there were some absolute disasters turned in. Some of them continue.
There's a disaster in every game last night, in all five. I can name you a disaster in all five games last night.
Okay, so we'll maybe get into that a little deeper when Darren Dreger joins us, because we'll go around the NHL. But within the here and the now, and the blue and the gold, and facing the LA Kings here in the home opener tonight, no Paterka.
Yes.
He is ruled out. Obviously, Obey Cabell's out 3 to 6 weeks, lower body injury. Mm-hmm. Matias Samuelson is coming up on the show. And Zach Benson is expected, I think it's fair to say, play at this point in time. Game time decision, but the coach feels it's likely. So, what does all this mean to you in the context of trying to get in the win column, trying to establish something here at home?
Well, obviously, the Paterka loss of this game is big, because I feel like JJ was trending in, let's skate, let's get going, and let's play Thursday night. It's not happening. It's early in the season. You want to be extra careful, and maybe it's Saturday night. Maybe it's next week. Maybe you just give him that extra couple of days or week to feel better. Benson, Lindy Ruff said, I anticipate, and I think his words were, I anticipate him being good, but we will dress an extra player in warm-up. But they don't have any extra forwards, right? Mm-hmm. They have 12 forwards right now, 13 with Paterka. They have two extra defensemen. So my two scenarios going into tonight are simple. Benson plays, and Kulik plays with Thompson and Tuck on the top line in the place of Paterka. That doesn't change your Krebs, Malenstein, and Lafferty line. Like, that just is simple. Mm-hmm. Or Benson doesn't play, and it's either one of Bryson or Gilbert that is dressed as a seven defenseman, and you're going to go 11 and 7. And why the 11 and 7 is because the Sabres, to have a forward being available for the game tonight, would have to make a roster transaction, either putting Paterka on injured reserve, or either one of Bryson or Gilbert having to be put on waivers. That's not going to happen. So you have your bodies there. But if you don't think Paterka is going to be ready for Saturday, because he's not ready tonight, you could put him on IR, retrospect last Saturday, which would mean, he'll play next week and you could call up another forward.
It's one of nine in the NHL tonight. It's right here at KeyBank Center, and it begins before the doors open into the arena in the form of Party in the Plaza. We can't wait to see you down here. It's two in a row at home this week. Kings tonight, Panthers on Saturday, Sabres.com/tickets, and of course tonight's home opener presented by the BFLO store. Great to see Matias Samuelson with us here. Welcome back for another season and the home opener. How is it different this time around?
I think it's just a little different feeling, obviously with Lindy back and some new faces. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and looking forward to getting it going here at home rather than around the world.
back in your home setting. So you're getting ready for pregame meal. Obviously, being in Prague, it was different. What's the setup for you now? Is it change? Are you having it here? Are you having it at home? What's the setup?
At my place, a couple guys come over. Ras hooked it up. I can't really take any credit for it.
He hooked it up at your place.
Yeah,
it's at yours.
Yeah, I'm just the host.
He's captain.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah.
I'm just the host. But a couple guys come over. We head over there. It's nice. Eat pregame. Locker room talk continues at the table, so it's pretty fun.
He stole my line. I'm just the host.
I'm just the host. Yeah. Okay, we'll get you a t-shirt. We'll get you a t-shirt, Sammy. I'm just a host.
You're ready for this, Marty, so I want you to dive in here.
Well, a couple of things. You mentioned Lindy Ruff. So when Lindy was hired, and I don't want to go back in the past all the time, but you obviously, because your family connection and your dad, probably heard some stories from on the ice and the rivalry that maybe were there. Did you get some good stories, and were you able to bring him up to Lindy when you first got here?
Yeah, they've definitely crossed paths a lot for a long time, and I don't know if they really know each other personally very well, but just being in the business for so long, they probably hear stuff about each other. I'm sure
they were both tough too. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure he's heard some stuff about my dad, but he hasn't shared any of those. But Yeah, my dad told me to tell him I said hi when I got to training camp. And, you know, I think the hockey world is so small. It's been, yeah. You know, two older guys have been in it for that long. It's like a mutual respect type thing.
Okay. You talk about mutual respect. So you have a new defense partner this year in Connor Clifton. Before we talk more about the hockey, I felt like maybe I want to know how well you know Connor Clifton. So I'm going to quiz you on Cliffy and see if you know. I have some hockey stuff and maybe some personal stuff. Where is he from?
He's from Jersey.
Okay, he's from Jersey. That was an easy one. I started with the easy one.
Yeah.
The Jersey guy.
Don't tell him I didn't know.
Okay, where did he play college?
Quinnipiac.
Okay, 2 for 2. That's a good start. Okay.
College guy here. You would expect nothing less.
I'm just saying, I played with some guys I had no idea.
I remember watching Cliffy in the Frozen Four against Nodak. So,
he
was a maniac out there in college.
Well, maybe, you know, he could still be a maniac here. Is he a Bauer or a CCM guy?
Bauer. Just switched to Bauer.
Just switched to Bauer. See, he knows the details, too. Black or white tape on the stick?
Black. He's not skilled enough for white.
See, I just thought, like, it's a good target for you. You look for the black tape, you know where to go.
I use black, too. So.
Okay. But it's not about the skill set for you. It's more about the look, right?
Deceptive. Can't see the puck.
Exactly. You want to hide the puck and the blade. He just had a baby. Was it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Do you know the name?
Oh, there's so many new babies. I keep getting
there
names
are.
Mixed up.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Marty. There are
so
many babies.
That's for
babies.
Extra points. That's like you're going to get 105 or just 100 on the test. Cali.
These are the Cali. Oh, yeah. I thought there was some alliteration going on.
I was
going
to say Brindley, but that's Bryce's.
Okay,
baby.
I'll ask you one last question. What is Connor Clifton's childhood NFL team?
He's a Giants guy.
Yeah, he is a Giants guy, and you should know because, I mean, I know you're a Bills fan, but you grew up an Eagles fan, right?
Yeah,
so Eagles-Giants, there's a rivalry there.
I got an NFC team and an AFC team, so I'm Eagles and Bills.
Well,
what about your MLB team now?
I after yesterday, I'm not watching any more baseball, but...
I beat you to it this year. Yeah. My team was out quick.
My Orioles are... The Jays.
Yes, we went out
Oils.
Simultaneously, yes, as a matter, right. and with a whimper.
I'm very impressed. I'm impressed that you got all of them correct. You know that you and Cliffy are made to play together. Then that's good.
Yeah, I mean, we sit near each other in the locker room. We have a similar sense of humor, so we're always you know, going back and forth. So you get pretty close.
Do you think he would know as much about you as you know about him?
I'd say so. I usually don't shut up, so he probably learned a couple of things about me.
That is awesome. The LA Kings tonight. Not a team that, you know, you guys play often, a couple times a year, one there, one here. What about that Kings team? And if you can take anything from the last year's two meetings, they were both wins. What are the similarities or maybe challenges in playing the LA Kings tonight?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of talent up front. Obviously some big names there and, you know, I think just containing them, limiting their chances, and then, you know, I think in the past, whenever we play fast and, you know, with some speed, we're pretty dangerous against them. They like to sit back and trap and...
That five players in the neutral zone, three across, they've been so notorious for that.
Yeah, so if you could find ways to break that, you know, with our speed and skill... we usually can create pretty good chances from it.
Only real one from me is obviously there's been a lot of attention paid to the power play this week in practice. I'm curious from your standpoint just what you felt the group has been focused on going into tonight.
I think we've switched around the personnel a couple times since the start of the year. So I think you know, them just gelling and there's a lot of conversation going on in between whistles. And you know, they're all such good players. They'll figure it out, but I think they've been focusing a lot on just trying to get pucks to the net. As a penalty killer, I think that's a good place to start if you're in a little bit of a riot. Creates chaos, and you know, for the PK guy, if there's just shots coming all the time, you're definitely on your heels a bit and gotta really react. But they'll be fine. There's a lot of talent there.
You just said that change the personnel a little bit. Have you snuck into the power play meeting just in the back and say, I'm here? Like Zdeno Chara played in that front for a little bit. They put him up front. I've seen, you know, Ristolainen played in that front for a little bit here in Buffalo. I could see 23 in front.
Yeah, I always
screening
tell
the goalie.
I tell Abs, if you want me to play in the crease, I will. I'll just stand there and you guys can fire pucks. Either hit me or they're going in. So
I think if you sneak into the power play meeting, at some point, they'll figure you're a power play guy.
Yeah, usually if I'm on the ice and there's a delay penalty and we're in the ozone, I usually just go in front of the net.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Things to look for tonight. Yeah. I look forward
delay
to it.
Delay penalty, 23
yeah.
to defend exactly.
the net. Exactly.
Great
yeah.
to see you. Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Again, it's part of a 9-game slate in the NHL tonight. Sabres and Kings, the home opener. And, of course, we are looking forward to seeing you in the barn, not just tonight, but throughout the course of the season. In honor of Rasmus Dahlin being named team captain, you can lock in season ticket membership right now for the season with pricing starting at just $26 per seat per game. Visit sabres.com/captain to join today. Okay.
You know how you can also maybe buy season tickets, and if you join in the 50-50 and you win, because
50 grand
is a guaranteed
jackpot. Starting point tonight.
I'm telling you, you got to go online. You don't have to be in the building. Got a nice text. You and I got a nice text for...
This is literally, you don't have to be in it to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be
meaning
in New York State.
Yes.
You have to be in New York State. But Larry Playfair made sure got us a nice text message yesterday saying, guys, $50,000 guaranteed jackpot. I anticipate that one to go probably closer to $100,000 because when it's $50,000 guaranteed, people flood it, and then the number goes up, 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 and more people buy it. But you don't have to be in the building. You can scan the QR code on MSG right now or go on Sabres.com and get all the information. It is all for the Sabres Foundation, and they do fantastic things locally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go ahead. And then if you win, then you can buy more seats.
Multiple season
ticket
memberships, yes.
Because then you can buy more 50-50.
Yes, so we'll see more of you at the games. This is great. It's full circle.
Yes.
Now, I have trivia for you after you gave trivia to Mattias Samuelsson.
Well, let's go. I hope to get 100
the
like
question
he did.
I have not formulated exactly. That's the problem. What have the Buffalo Sabres done against the LA Kings that they have never done against any other team in this building?
In this building? They scored 7 goals in a period? In the third period?
That was 6 in a third period, but that's...
Because that game was 0-0 going into the third, and then our poor boy...
These facts are true.
Yes, they won
6-0. They will lead us to the inevitable answer, but you haven't hit it yet.
I haven't hit it yet. So scoring 6 in the third period is not the answer.
I mean, it's probably a answer to another trivia question, yeah, just not the one I posed to you.
It's not that one. I'm on Jeopardy right now, and I'm down $500. I don't know what the correct answer
is. Buffalo Sabres have scored 13 consecutive goals in this building against the LA Kings.
Yeah.
Going back to that 6-goal third period to break a scoreless tie back in December of 2022. And then last year, routing them 7-0 on home ice.
Yes.
13 uninterrupted goals against one opponent. It's never happened in the history of the Sabres, this high of a number. And incredibly, it got me looking at, because I have some vivid memories of other blowout wins they've had over LA. Think about this. They've had 39 home wins in franchise history against LA. 16 of those 39 wins, they've scored 6 or more.
Yeah.
Like, they have run up massive numbers against this team.
One of them was like New Year's Eve or...
Guess what? They aren't 16-0. They lost one of them 9-6.
Oh, well, yeah. And that has to be back when Wayne Gretzky was with the LA Kings, probably.
I'm blanking on that one, but yeah.
But I remember beating the Kings here, Roman Čechmánek in goal, and we absolutely like walloped them like 7-1 or something like that. Maybe New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, somewhere around there. And interesting enough, you mentioned 13 goals in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
13
four periods.
Goals in the last four periods, right? Because it was 6 and then 7. And I think that's, look, I know we're going to talk a lot about the game pregame tonight, 6:30 on MSG. Let's have fun. Let's have great energy, the building buzzing. But for me, it's, okay, you scored 2 goals in 2 games against the New Jersey Devils and did not create a lot of offense. This is exactly what you want. Like, get that feeling of, hey, we can score a ton of goals against the LA Kings like we did the last two games, and go, offense, offense, offense.
Unfortunately, one of the more recent success stories against the Kings, J.J. Paterka, is not in the lineup tonight. But over this stretch of 13 straight goals at home against L.A., Thompson's had a couple, Greenway's had a couple, Tuck has had a couple, and the hope is that they can find it in not just one, but many of their forward lines tonight against the LA Kings. So, fascinating matchup. You mentioned the season series sweep of the Kings last year. It's Jim Hiller's Kings now.
Yes.
They don't have Drew Doughty. They have really good balance up front. I know you kind of looked at me sideways last year. Not in a questioning way, but almost more like, why are you talking about this guy so much? And Alex LaFerriere came on the scene, and I was like, this guy looks like a really good role player. I think he'll be a nice fit, and he may well line up with Kopitar and Kempe tonight on the top line. So it's interesting to see how it's gone. You've got Fiala, and you've got Byfield, and obviously newcomers in Fogel and Janot, which are there for different reasons, but also to be depth offensively. And it's especially in the case of Janot, it hasn't been as prevalent in his game now for a little bit. But I still think there's a big opportunity, especially if this is in fact the line and he's playing with Phil Deneau and last year's leading goal scorer on the team, Trevor Moore. This could be a really nice fit for this Kings team.
Tanner Janot's got a lot of hard miles on the body the last few years here. And he was in Nashville, was fighting a lot. It was great. But I feel like this has caught up to him a little bit. He's got to manage that a little bit more. Last year, year and a half, hasn't been as good. The big thing for me, when you look at you know, the LA Kings and the way that they play is they clog up the middle of the ice. Matthias Samuelsson talked about it. From where we sit,
but that
I
was
can see
them.
It all
and,
the time.
And again, like we're talking about fresh starts, right? And this is not an in-season acquisition of a Todd McClellan team like Jim Hiller took.
No, no, no.
This is start of the year, and so I'm super curious here to see just how different they appear.
Well, two things. One, I'm super curious to see how they appear. But if they go to that 1-3-1 neutral zone structure that the Kings have now used for quite some time.
19th season for Kopitar, by the way.
How is Lindy Ruff Sabres going to respond to that?
Right.
Because the last few years, any time a team clogged up the middle and took away rush chances, they did not fare well.
But you're saying this and forgetting my point here. They've been explosive against the Kings, who were that team. So the shoe doesn't, like, one size does not fit all here. Like,
there's different reasons for that.
Defensive structures are created differently based on personnel, executed differently based on personnel. And, yeah, that.
It wasn't just the Kings that had the 1-3-1. There's other teams that have played that, and the Sabres are overall have not fared well offensively against that type of structure. Now, you looked at that games 2 years ago, it was 0-0 going into the third. We're thinking,
floodgates.
Like, this is like not
the,
like, floodgates
opened.
Yeah, this is not the type of hockey people want to see, and then boom, it opened up, right? And number two is, okay, we know J.J. Paterka is not in the lineup. I would anticipate Jiří Kulik to be in that spot with Thompson and Tuck. Mm. It was an optional skate this morning. We don't know what the lines are looking like. But being that Kulik now has played a game, maybe is feeling like, okay, I can put a few games together and feel more comfortable and more relaxed in that environment, I think will tell me a lot. Look, last game, the second game in Prague, Kulik played with Cousins and Quinn because it was more in the place of Benson, who did not start the game. Mm-hmm. Now, Paterka got hurt. They moved Greenway up to the Thompson-Tuck line. The lines got all messed up. Now I think Lindy Ruff is looking at, okay, let's give Jiří Kulik an opportunity. I anticipate him being on the top line. We'll see. But that's what one of my key points for creating offense is, let's see what Jiří Kulik's got.
And this is a completely different look for the Kings down the middle now because of the offseason dealing of Pierre-Luc Dubois to Washington.
Yes.
It allows for Quentin Byfield to move back to his natural position. So, look, if things work out for L.A. here, Kopitar, Byfield, Deneau, and the still gaining traction in the early stages of his career in Alex Turcotte.
Mm-hmm.
And Turcotte was a super high pick, right? Like, from that incredible class of National Team Development Program players, right? And so if they find it here with that really nice balance of defensive awareness, physicality, and skill through all four lines, this team should be headed to the playoffs for a fourth consecutive year, and maybe with good fortune, and based on last night's result, they won't draw the Edmonton Oilers in the first round.
They've had to deal with the Oilers in the playoffs the last couple of years.
They lost all three.
Look, I don't have the LA Kings making the playoffs.
You don't?
In the Pacific Division. No, I do have only three teams from the Pacific getting in, and that is Edmonton, Vegas, and the Vancouver Canucks. So, but the way the Vancouver Canucks lost their lead yesterday after being up 4-1 in the first period, and the way the Oilers got spanked 6-0. Look, it's only a day, and we got to think the same thing for the Sabres. It was only two games in Europe. Let's see what this game is all about. Lindy Ruff, though, did kind of say to the media assembled today, let's go get a win. Let's go get a win.
Wow.
Right? I mean, he gets, and I think the message is to the players, let's not, like, wait. Like, and I'm not saying people want to win every game, but the emphasis on, we got to win a game here.
Mm-hmm.
We got to set the standard, win a game, and move on. Now, you could be
the only reason he said it, by the way, for people who didn't get to see,
they were trying to get
it. It was John Worrell throwing out an obscure, somewhat ridiculous number of 4,000 days since he'd won a game here behind the bench with the Sabres. So
I think a lot of the questions were more like, hey, how is it going to be being the bench again? And he's like, hey, let's go win a game.
Exactly.
Let's draw it back to hockey here.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it was. But, winning is important. But I watched Montreal-Toronto last night, And the Toronto Maple Leafs had a fantastic game. They just couldn't beat Sam Montembeau. Mm. They did everything.
Yep.
They did. Stolarz was really good in net. They defended well against Montreal. They produced high danger chances galore. They just couldn't beat the goaltender. So at the end of the day, you're like, if you're Craig Berube in the Leafs, you say, that was our game. We played 100%. Our game. Yep. We just didn't win. So yep. Win is the ultimate goal, but what the Sabres were not able to do against the New Jersey Devils is create offense, play with speed, all the things that we want them to be able to display on the ice.
Yeah, and obviously from the backline standpoint for LA, in the absence of Drew Doughty due to injury, and just based on where these two youngsters are in their careers, keep an eye on Brant Clark and Jordan Spence as this team moves forward. They were already expected to be bigger pieces for LA this year, and now there's even that much more of an emphasis. Obviously, Mikey Anderson,
I like that guy,
still there. Gavrikov still there, and they have their little season opening adversity, to say the least, in the absence of the absolute all-round leader for this team, and has been for basically 15 years. So
Doughty eats so many minutes, and he plays with like, an edge, and he's
everything
offensively
about him, right? Like, I mean, it's this, it's physicality, it's skill, it's just like...
I was never a player, but I definitely know if I was one of the 18 skaters dressed for the Buffalo Sabres tonight, and I have the lineup in the locker room, and I don't see number 8, Drew Doughty, I feel a little better, and not that I'm scared of Doughty, and nor that, like, you got to play the game.
Yes.
But it's one of those guys you don't have to deal with in the game.
100%. And can't wait to see her tonight. Again, blue and gold carpet arrival for the players happens at 3:45 in the plaza, and we're looking forward to seeing you outside and then inside the building tonight. Of course, our coverage on MSG begins at 6:30. Special ceremonies and special guests as well. Stay tuned as we continue with Hockey Insider Darren Dreger next on Sabres Live.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.